took all our burden, all our sins upon you and did a miracle in our life by forgiving our sins and setting us to the life of freedom. And oh Father, we come today to worship you and give you thanks and acknowledge your presence, oh God, in the midst of us as we have gathered here today. Today we praise your name for the great things that you have done in our life. Many people who have been who have the testimonies and the stories, and as some of us have has shared this with everybody, oh Father God, we can think about our stories, that how God has done the miracles in our own lives. And we are so grateful for that, oh God. And maybe some of us today, as we think about those things, some of us today are in a corner, in a slump, or in a place where it feels dark in midst of our heart, in our life, oh God. And many times we do not know what that reason is. And oh Father, today we just want to bring ourselves the way we are. Sometimes probably we are feeling a little broken inside. And oh God, we just want to bring ourselves to you, oh Father, in the way we are today. Oh Father God, you know everything that is going on in midst of our heart, our mind, our life. And oh Father, we simply want to bring ourselves before you. You know the things that are going on in our life. You understand our brokenness. You understand our void that is inside us, oh Father God. And oh God, we sometimes don't have a good reason why we are feeling the way we are feeling. Or sometimes we know the reasons, what is going on and the problems that we are facing, oh Father. Whatever may be the case, today we just want to bring all that before you, oh Father. All the distractions we want to bring before you, all the brokenness, all the challenges that are going, oh Father God, want to bring and surrender those things in your hand, oh Father God. We want to trust you. We want to put our faith in you. You are a living God and you love us and care for us, oh Father. And oh God, as we bring our burden to you, oh Father God, we just know that you are going to take care of those things today. So whatever it may be in our life, we just want to surrender all that into your hand, oh Father. So have your way in our lives. And oh God, just lead us and guide us in a right direction, oh Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in midst of us. And oh Father, help us to worship you. Help us to open our heart, our mind to you, oh Father God, as we receive the blessing and your word from you today. Let this time of togetherness be blessed. And thank you, God, for being with us today. As we worship you, we do not want to worship all by ourselves. Your presence is so important for us, oh God, because we want to experience your presence in our life right now and even as we leave this place. So have your way, oh Father God. Just be with everyone today, and as we continue to worship you through the giving of our tithes and our offering, oh Father, just bless our heart. Oh, Father, help us to give you generously without holding it back, oh, Father God, what belongs to you. And, oh, Father, use it for your glory, oh, God, and bless us richly as we worship you through the giving of our tithes and offering, oh, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and we love you, oh, God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we worship our God through the giving and through the singing, let's clap. The baskets are at the back. Ushers, if you will come and give in this, you know, worship as the offering plates are passed around. You can give in the baskets at the back or online at wasilalakechurch.org. anytime during the week. So let's do that. Let's celebrate our giving and this worship. Praise God.
on, build my life. Worthy of every song.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Sing Jesus, the name above.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you.
Don is going to come just share a few things with us. Aiden, if you will cut the, okay, that'll be good. Go at the center there. Yeah, you can take, yeah, that's great. Thank you, Don.
A few weeks ago, an anonymous donor gave the church a $20 gold piece. The check with the local coin dealer said that its value as a $20 gold piece was $3,800 as a collector's item. The gold in it, the other day I checked the gold, if you were to get a troy ounce, it's about $3,200. We're going to auction that off in a silent auction. On the table back there, there's a form that you can pick up. Minimum bid will be $3,000. And you have 1 week to make a decision. So, again, I have a picture of the coin. I left the coin at home. I forgot it. But anyway, the coin is there. Again, as a collector's item, the coin dealer said it's worth $3,800. In real value, it's around $3,200 for the gold that's in it. I think he said it was 99.5% gold. If I sell it, if we have to sell it to him, he will give us $3,000 for it. So that's the minimum bid. All right? So if you'd like a gold coin, $20 gold piece, you can look it up. It's a, oh boy, a St. Guardian's coin. Okay, with a mint print. And anyway, if you have any questions, see me, and I'll be glad to fill you in on it. Thank you.
Don, can we just make this 2 weeks so that next week somebody can, if they want to see the coin, they can see it.
Okay,
probably.
2 weeks. 2 weeks from today.
All right, and next week you'll bring the coin.
15th of June.
Okay.
All right, and I'll bring the coin next week.
And the forms are at the back. If anybody's interested, just pick it up. Fill it out and put it in the basket or the back box there.
Right, back
okay.
box. Okay.
Yeah. Alrighty. Thank you, Don. That's okay. Yeah. Give me the mic here. Yeah. Sorry. The reason I'm taking the mic from you because I don't want you simultaneously preaching while I'm preaching. So.
My son's not here.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure, I don't know how do you put it off, so that's okay. Oh, that's amazing. So I hope you understood what Don said and you just can connect with Don whenever you would like and talk to him about that. So God is good. He has made this day in our life. Hope everyone is doing well and thank you for being here this beautiful morning, worshiping together to our living God, Jesus Christ, this morning. Last week, we talked about our responsibilities as a people of God and really reflecting on when we have a relationship with God as a free will people, that's what God has made us. He has given us the free will. What that means is he has given us the ability to choose whether we want to do something or not do something. And so we have that. And as we have that, God has given us the opportunity to choose his grace and surrender and ask for forgiveness of our sins to him, and he will forgive us. But we can choose not to do that or not follow his ways or accept him in our lives. God gives us the choice. And as we make that choice, and as we have a relationship with God, we talked about that it is just not we have a relationship with God, and so then we can live however we want to live. The Word of God talks about that we have a responsibility towards him. and towards people and in our life. And we talked about three responsibilities. There are many responsibilities, but three important responsibilities. One is to declare the praises of God himself. The purpose of our life is and I didn't mention this last time, but a few months ago, Renee, probably you led that study, or I don't know who did that, purpose-driven life we did together as a group. And in that, it is such an amazing book. It asked, what is the purpose of our life? And it came and it talked about the sole purpose of our life is give praises to God, worship him. And that is our responsibility. So I just want you to kind of think today, if you have a relationship with God, do we find ourselves giving praises to God, not only in the church setting, but other times as well during our week? Because that is what we should be doing constantly, and it is our responsibility. God expects us to give praises to him, give thanks to him, worship him, not only Sunday morning, but other times whenever we have an opportunity to do that. So that is what we talked about last week. That is one responsibility. The second thing we talked about through the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, we used that scripture yesterday, on Sunday morning, last Sunday morning. And second very important responsibility of ours is to abstain from sinful desires. That we have temptations every time, every day of our lives. But the Word of God tells us that we need to abstain from sinful desires in our heart, in our life. And so, and we talked in length about that, the fellowshipping with God, fellowshipping with people of God, and also asking to the help of Holy Spirit in our life helps us to live that life, because it is impossible for us on a human efforts to do that. So God helps us to do that. And we explained, we kind of looked into that, thinking, the idea that is a life of holiness when we live that life, as we fulfill that responsibility. And third responsibility we talked about, to live a good life among pagans. The world surrounded is not a great world. It's a pagan world. Sometimes you will be made fun of just simply because you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And variety of the world we live in is not very kind to people of God. And in the midst of that, God expects, this is not the new thing. God knew all along the way that this is how the world is going to be, and he expects us to live a good life among the pagans in the world, that Christ's light will be shining through our life. And that is the responsibility of people of God. So when we call ourselves people of God, as a Christian people, as a people belonging to God, these are the responsibilities the Word of God tells us that we should carry out in our life. And so as we think about that, I just purposely, I'm going in and out for some reason. Maybe the battery is kind of fading away, but we'll figure that thing out. But as we think about that, today, what we want to really talk about is from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 5, and it is an amazing passage, and we are going to kind of work through that passage today about the fruits that we bear in our life as a people of God. And so we talked about the responsibilities last week, and today if we carry those responsibility, if we invest our time and effort into the relationship with God himself, because God is always ready to have that communion with us. It is sometimes we mess up and stay absent from from really having that ongoing relationship with God. And when we have that, you know, it is the fruits of our lives are important. Just imagine that there are two baskets here. I probably wanted to get the real fruits here, but I don't have. So on this side, there are just beautiful, nice, fresh fruits in the basket. And on this side, there are, you know, old fruits, rotten fruits, and they smell bad, and they are in this basket. And if those two baskets are offered to you and say, hey, pick some fruits for yourself to eat, which fruits you will pick? I don't think so. You need to even answer that. You know, any one of you, you know, will pick the rotten fruits. If you go to grocery store and we are shopping for, you know, fruits for ourselves, we pick and choose the best, right? From the pile there, the best apples, and which are not, you know, rotting or old and stuff like that. And that's the reality, you know, for everyday life of ours. And the Word of God tells us that as a people of God, as we have a relationship with Him, that our fruits should show, you know, we should produce the good fruits in our life. It is God's desire that fruits produced by us are of a good quality. You know, God doesn't expect that as we live our life, that we start producing the fruits which are rotten fruits. And so, you know, good fruits versus the bad fruits. You know, which fruits we should produce in our life. You know, today, let's understand about that, you know, what is it all about as we think about and focus what Scripture talks about this and producing the good fruits and putting our life and day-to-day life in the midst of that, really. You know, what it means to produce good fruits. As we think about it and as we talk about this, maybe the connection is a little loose. I'm not sure. You know, God desires, of course, is for us, the people of God, as a church, as an individual, is to produce plenty of good fruits in our life. So this is what the Bible says. John chapter 15, verse 8. This is what this verse says. And let me read this. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. The Word of God tells that we should produce much fruit in our life. And of course, it's talking about the good fruits, that it shows that you are His disciples, that you are Jesus's disciples. So you will be recognized as a people of God, as a Christian people, as you have a relationship with Him, based on what kind of a fruits you produce. You know, if we call ourselves to be His disciples, you know, we will produce fruits that are Christ-like, and not the opposite of that. And so Bible says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, a tree is recognized by its fruit, isn't it? It is a great way of saying is, if you want to recognize a tree, for example, apple tree, it is recognized whether that tree is good or bad. It is recognized by how that tree is producing, what kind of fruit it is producing. Some tree is beautiful. And some of you who have little experience about farming or, you know, planting trees and things like that, you know, they can flourish, they can be green, they can be really nice fruit trees, and has no fruits produced on that. it is of no use. Or some trees are there, but the fruits are not of a good quality. They're just not good. If you pluck those fruits and try to eat them, they just do not have good taste. You know, they are not just good. And the word of God says, a tree is recognized by its fruit. And we will know by what kind of fruits we produce, what kind of people we are. And God is concerned about this. You know, as we, you know, have an ongoing relationship with Jesus in our life, it is so important for us to really focus on what type of fruits I'm even producing. Maybe the question we should ask in our life, including myself, even I'm producing any fruits or not. Maybe I'm being so amazingly happy with having a relationship with God. I come to church and if I have to speak about myself, I preach and I sing songs and I do my thing. And am I really producing the fruits that needs to be produced? You know, this is the very first thing I want to talk about producing the fruits. And the good fruits, the truth is this. You know, we will produce the fruits of our type. What type of a person I am. Because the word of God says the tree is recognized by its fruit. What type of tree is that? And then, you know, it is really talking about ourselves as a people of God. And it's just using, you know, just as an example, the tree. You know, what type of a person we are. We are known and recognized by what we produce, what we, what comes out of our life. People around us know what type of a person we are because of the fruits that we bear in our life. You know, people around us know what type of group of people we are, what type of a family we are. And the word of God really talks about this. For example, as we talked about our responsibilities last week, if we just don't praise God in our life, if we don't proclaim praises to his name, just not only on the Sunday morning, but in our day-to-day life. As you're driving, just give praises to God. As you pause somewhere, you know, you think about something, do we give praises to God and give thanks to him for small thing, some medium things that have happened, some big things that have happened? Is that our habit or responsibility that we do an ongoing basis in our life? If we do that, you know, it'll come out of our life. We become a type of a person who praises God. You know, if we have those evil desires in our life as a human being, the temptations are there. Am I making efforts to abstain from a sinful behavior in my life? And I'm seeking the help of Holy Spirit to do that in my life, you know, intentionally. If I do that, that is the kind of person I will become. If I do not do that, do not put efforts into abstaining the sinful desires of my heart, as the Bible talks about, we will become a people who practice sin in our life. And then if, you know, the third responsibility is, if we are surrounded, which we are all surrounded by the pagan, the world, and we just start behaving like them, if somebody says nasty things to us and we respond with the nasty thing, there is no difference between the pagan world and a people of God. And so we become a type of people. Either we have become a pagan, people filled with the sin, people who do not, give praises to God, and we become that type of a person. And when we become that type of a person, we produce that kind of fruits in our life. What happens inside us will be produced outside in our life. You know, friends, it is about our character. that God really expects us to be Christ-like and live a life which defines us as a people of God. And these are the frameworks the Word of God really talks about in our life. So for example, we cannot deceive even ourselves and other people for a long period of time. So we cannot keep faking it. Man, I'm such a great person. You cannot just, you know, say, oh, I worship God, and I just outwardly just kind of, you know, expresses that because, you know, I need to just prove to other people that I praise God. And I, in my own strength, I abstain from sinful desires or be nice to people around me just because I have to, but have not received the help of God within myself, in the depths of my soul, and change things within myself with God's help, we will be just deceiving ourselves and other people. We can only do that for so long. The change has to happen within the deep inside us in order to become that type of a person who is a Christ-like person so that we can produce the fruits which are better fruits. So there are two ways of going about this. We can fake it. We can fake it, and it is so much hard work to fake it. It is so labor intensive, and it is so much hard work, and it is so stressful to fake the good behavior. But if the change happens, what God does within our life, and we really invite the work of the Spirit to happen inside us, and it transforms our life, we naturally want to behave what Christ wants to behave in our life. And as a result of that, we will produce the fruits that God expects us to do that. And that is what it is all about. You know, there is an amazing story which I read somewhere, which I don't know where I read, but I read somewhere. And it is about East and West Berlin. Do you know, there used to be two Germanys. As young people probably don't know that much, you know. I don't want to give my how old I am, but I was very, very young, very young, maybe in the cradle, you know, still. But that time, the Germany got united. The wall was broken, and it was such an amazing thing. The East, you know, the West Germany, the Berlin, the city of Berlin was free, and East Germany was, you know, under the communist influence and things like that. And this is a real story. So one day, some people from East Berlin took, truckload of garbage and all the trash that they could collect and dumped it on the West Germany side. And so, man, so that's not good. So what should be the response of the people from the West? They should collect all, not only that garbage, but other 5 trucks of the trash and dump it on the eastern side, right? But instead of that, what they did was they collected nice fruits and bread and the milk and all those kinds of things that can be very useful, nutritional things, that they filled few trucks and went to the Eastern Berlin side and stacked it very nicely for them to take it with them. And then they put the nice poster on top of that, and it said, each gives what he has or what he or she has. Each person gives what they have. And so the West Berlinians people said, we have good stuff. And we want to share that with you. But you had garbage and you shared that with us, and that's okay. But we want to share what is good thing. See, what we have inside will be shared with other people. And that's the whole idea. The God really wants us to really understand in our life, you know, what it means to be people of God. what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we can think about all this, and we can say, you know, I want to have a relationship. I have this label of being Christian, and I belong to God, and I go to church, and it's the thing to do in my life. But in really, the word, the label Christian means nothing, and it really means nothing if we don't produce that fruit in our life. And so that is what God really expects us to produce. You know, I just want to read Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 23, and I'll just kind of read really quickly, and it lists some fruits which are not good in our lives. And it says the evil fruits, the bad fruits, which are not of the Spirit, the act of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, and it just doesn't mince words here, impurity and idolatry and witchcraft, and you know, we may not be into those things, but hatred inside our heart, you know, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, and selfish ambition, and dysfunction, and all those envy and drunkenness and those types of things. It goes on to list so many things. And it really states very clearly, so that we are not confused in our head, these are the fruits of, does not come from the Spirit of God. These comes from our own effort. And when we do not live our life, walk with Him on a daily basis, and really fulfill our responsibility and take help and let God keep transforming our life, these are the fruits we will produce in our life. We don't have to do much. We just have to live our life just in a pilot kind of a thing. And we will automatically produce these fruits. But the fruits of the Spirit, and maybe lots of us know this, what are those? Love, joy, peace, patience. I need help with that. If somebody says to you, you just want to react, just get back to them, man. Just get back to them immediately. But the God says, be patient. Maybe that person is hurting. Maybe that person is in a bad space, and they're just, you know, so much internal pain in that, and in that thing they have said something. Just be patient with them. Just love them, even if they said things. You know, the kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the spirit of the fruits, and God expects us to have those fruits in our life. You know, the second thing, and really quickly, I want to say this. So we know about the fruits. I think we know that we have to produce this fruit, and we have to ask God's help in our life. And it is not one-time work, but everyday work in our life. We have to keep having an ongoing relationship with Him. But here is the most important thing. We must be connected to the right source in order to produce good fruits. And this is what it says in chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. It says, remain in me. Jesus is saying, remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. All by ourselves, with the human efforts, how much ever intelligent we are, how much ever knowledge we have in the world, however strong we are, however smart we are, doesn't matter. We cannot produce the fruits, the good fruits in our life, unless we are connected to Jesus Christ, the main trunk. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Very clear. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Branch itself has no meaning. It'll die. And that is the reality. It needs to be connected to the main trunk of the tree. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. It is straightforward. Friends, I just want to kind of encourage you today. And if the wheels are just spinning in your life, if you're not moving forward, if you are in the space where you think the life is meaningless, if there is a void in your life, if things are just chaotic in your life and you're asking all these questions, please evaluate one thing and one thing. Start here. Are you connected to Jesus Christ, the main source, the right source? If you are not, you are doing things on your own. And the Word of God tells us that doesn't matter. On your own, you can do nothing. Forget about even bad fruits. Probably will produce bad fruits, that's for sure. But you can do nothing. Your life is going to be miserable for sure. That is guaranteed. The answer is this: we must be connected to the right source, that is Jesus Christ, who has died for us on the cross and gave our life, and he makes it available, the source of producing the good fruits. You know, the right relationship with God, and that is what he wants from us. So how do we do that in a practical sense? And I want to kind of make few suggestions to you. And probably these are not suggestions. There is no option but to do this. The first thing is very practical, very simple thing, but very difficult thing to do. That getting connected with him means doing our devotions on a daily basis. Just evaluate your life. You may be doing a lot of good things in your life. You may be, you know, putting a lot of value into the community, the place of work, and you know, doing some amazing work. And it is great. It is amazing. But if you fail to do your devotions and spend time with God on a daily basis, you're not connected to the main trunk. You're not connected because you're not getting the juice, the energy, what is needed in your life. You're just not getting it on a daily basis. You cannot do that once in a 6 months or once in a year. It's just not enough. It has to be daily routine that you spend time with God on a daily basis. I don't care what you do. You read the Word of God. You take the daily bread, which are the booklets are there, you know, very simple. Read, you know, get into the habit of reading the Word of God and reading some encouraging, you know, devotionals. Pray to God, you know, pour out your burden to him, the challenges, give him praises in all circumstances. Start with 5 minutes, increase that to 10 minutes, 20 minutes of your day. It is the best thing you will do in an entire day. I beg you, I request you to do that. Many people fail to do that. Many people fail to do that. This also means studying the Word of God together with people. Friends, if you're not in the place or connected with a small group of people studying the Word of God in some setting or the other, it is important to do that. You know, we have Wednesday night Bible study. We have some Bible studies going around with different groups, you know, Tuesday night, Pat's place, and Sunday school in the morning, or start a small group where three or four of you get together and study the Word of God and discuss, because, you know, the wisdom is shared with one another. We can share one another the struggle and what God is doing in your life, and you're going to bless other person, and you're going to receive blessing from that person. It is the design of God for our life. That's the reason, you know, Jesus had disciples in the groups and they did those things together, and we need to do this together. So find yourself studying the Word of God in some setting or the other. It is so important to do that. You know, today is June 1st. I want to challenge all of you today, people who are sitting here, because our lives are very valuable. We want to produce good fruits. We cannot do it on our own. And so we need to get connected with the best and the right source, that is Jesus Christ. And two important things of doing that is, you know, of course, coming to church, which is great, but not enough. Do your devotions every day. Get together with a small group of people to kind of study the Word of God. Whatever you do, just talk it over, and it doesn't have to be very structured even. You know, God will lead you in that. But it is the habit that needs to be formed. And I want to challenge you today. Let's walk 40 days from here. Today is June 1st. There are 30 days in June, and then add another 10 days, that is July 10th. And the Sunday comes July 13th. So make a commitment with me to kind of read the Word of God for these 40 days. And let's take this journey together. For every Sunday or Wednesday night, I'm going to be reminding all of us, are you doing that? You know, there is a great app on the phone for lots of people. It's a YouVersion Bible reading app. You know, I encourage you to download. Nothing like taking the hard, you know, book Bible and reading through that. But if you want to join me on that app so that we can be, you know, accountable to one another, I welcome you to do that. Let me know, and I will include you in my, as a group on that app, so that we know that we are reading each other. So you have full permission to even check on me that if I'm reading the Word of God, because if I don't read on that app, it shows that I have not read. And so I want to encourage you, it's not a compulsory thing. So you can probably find your own group, but do that. Let's be intentional about building our relationship with Jesus Christ. It is so important. We can get lost in so many things and not, you know, produce the fruits that God expects us to produce the fruits. So the question is simple today. Am I living the life where I'm producing the fruits through my life? Maybe I call myself person belonging to God, a Christian, or people of God, you know, but I'm not sure if I'm producing the fruits. Let's think through some of these things in our life. Raise the questions honestly in your heart, in your life, and ask those questions. Let's be critical about ourselves and ask those questions. And if those questions come negative, we know what actions to take place. Let's start our journey there. It's a great time to do that. It's never too late, never too late. And so I just want to encourage you to do that today. As we close today's time together to reflecting upon the Word, we are going to go in fellowshipping and worshiping God through the communion today. As we do that, let's examine our heart and our soul today. The communion table is open, and Jesus welcomes all of you to come to the table and have a meal with him. But he welcomes people who have a relationship with him. And so if you know that you have a relationship with God and you have asked for forgiveness of your sin, you know, he welcomes you. If you don't have that relationship, be careful. Don't do that. But you can do that by asking for the forgiveness of your sins and establishing that relationship right now. And so we are going to take some time, and Chaplain Crow is going to come and help me, if you would please come. But we are going to take some time and bow our heads today and give thanks to God, and also reflect upon our life and ask the question, God, do I have a relationship with you? I'm not sure if I do. So if you'll close our eyes, all of us, bow our heads today, and if there is anybody here who is not sure that if they have a relationship with God or not, what that means is this, that I'm not sure if I've ever asked God, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and who rose again, I have ever asked him to forgive my sins, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, truthfully. If I have not asked, or I'm in need of that forgiveness today, will you please raise your hand and we'll pray for you together. Okay, I see one hand. Anybody else? That's okay. You can put your hand down. Thank you. Anybody else? Here is a great opportunity for us to do that. Thank you. I see another hand. So let's pray today. And those especially who have raised their hand, just pray this prayer honestly. And God is going to help you to produce great fruits in your life as you pray this prayer and walk with him on a daily basis and get connected with the tree that is Jesus Christ himself. So pray this prayer with me. Father in heaven, I come before you. I recognize that I have sinned against you and others. So, Father, today I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Receive me as your child, O God. And I put my faith in you and my trust in you that you have forgiven my sins. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, O God, to remain in you as you will remain in me as well. And walk on a daily basis connected with you, O Father God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And O Father, we pray today as we prepare our hearts and minds to receive the communion that you have asked us to do this often in remembrance of what Christ has done for us on the cross. That he died, he shed his blood, he broke his body. And today as we take the bread and the cup, that represents the broken body of Jesus Christ and the blood that is shed for our sins, forgiveness. We do this today, O God, by coming to the table, expressing our thanksgiving for what you have done for us. So thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we are ready today, just come in front and take the bread and the cup that represents the body of Christ and the blood of Jesus that washed your sins. So come as you're ready and receive it. Tom, just sit down there. I'll come. Have a seat. Can you Can somebody give it to him? Yeah.
As he took the cup, he said, or as he took his bread first, and he said, "This is my body that is broken for us, for the sins of the world. Would you take together and eat in remembrance of him?" And then he took the cup. He said, "This is my blood that was shed for you." And he would not even taste it again until he sees his Father in heaven. Would you take the cup in remembrance of him and drink? It's a precious thing to share the cup and to share the body of Christ together. Before we pray, I just want to say, be careful when you dress. Come to church, do not dress like the pastor, or you might be up here too. So, let's go ahead and pray and to give God the glory for what he's done for us. Dear wonderful and precious Lord in heaven, we thank you so much for the blood that you shed for us, for your body that was broken for us. We are not worthy, but you are worthy of all praise and honor and adoration. To you be all the glory. Help us to abide in you. Help us to abide in you each day, starting tomorrow, to bring your word in front of us, that we would get in the word, so that your word would get within us. To abide in you. We thank you for such the good words and message you've brought through Pastor Munoz today. Help us to listen with our hearts. Help us to put it within our members. Help us to go from here to start. To bring good devotion each day. To bring your word before us, and so that the things that we do, your word that we study, the things that we do throughout this week, that people would recognize and give you glory. We thank you for this day. Go with us and go before us. We ask this in the wonderful and matchless name of Jesus. And all God's people said,